As we travel around in our days and months, and we get past our own little hubs of where we live, there's always something fascinating you learn about the place, you know. And if you spend enough time searching for something in particular, people usually tell you what they know about their land, their people, their community, their culture. If you go out intentionally to find out how certain things within the culture relating to health and wellness existed over the years, and you come up with a book that this is sitting right here that's outrageous. It's called Healing Civilizations, The Search for Therapeutic Essential Oils and Nutrients. Dr. Nadeem Shath, PhD, is sitting in the studio with me right now. He's quite the fascinating gentleman, spending his entire life really getting educated and traveling to bring you this lifetime effort. Hello, Doc. Good to see you.
Good morning.
You come to me
through
a good friend of mine, Tarek Morad, who has been my insurance, health insurance agent, broker, whatever. You know, navigating the health insurance world is enough to give you a poke in the head, a headache. So I don't know how he was introduced to me, but I've just come to love him and appreciate him. He helped me navigate a lot of what's going on. Yeah. He told me about you. So, of course, in honor of our friendship, I said, of course, if you love somebody, I love somebody.
Thank you so much.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Egypt. I grew up there until I was 20 years old and then came to America to study for my PhD.
Yes.
And never went back. And this is my home.
Okay.
This is everything for me.
You have a company in White Plains, New York.
Yes, I do.
Tell everybody what you do there.
Well, we actually procure essential oils and natural ingredients from all over the world. We obviously specialize on oils from Egypt, which produces a lot of fascinating essential oils.
Okay, so your education led you this way, and then you went around, you talked to, I can't believe what you did. You went around the globe talking to farmers and scientists and people. Where did you start? Where was your first place you wanted to go find out about?
Okay, obviously I started from Alexandria, Egypt, which is the home of Cleopatra. This majestic woman used essential oils and natural ingredients for beauty, for essential, for aromatherapy, for her natural way of living. You know, and she made Alexandria one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I mean, it was, if you wanted to come into Alexandria, you had to come in with books. That's how you paid to actually bring your books in. And that formed the Library of Alexandria, which unfortunately was burned down to cinders after she was killed.
Let's go back to Cleopatra.
Okay.
She had a reputation.
She did. She's a seductress.
She liked the boys.
She did.
And she used all those oils and those scents to attract.
Absolutely.
Her
and I actually brought
lovers.
You today
Cleopatra
two
stuff?
Oils that Cleopatra used.
Sorry, Bobby, I won't be in tomorrow. I got Cleopatra's oils.
Okay.
Seriously.
You know, Cleopatra was married to Julius Caesar. And she had a son and a daughter from him. And he took her to Rome to show that his dominance of Egypt. And they were tossing Egyptian perfumes to the crowds. And she was with him during the Ides of March when he was assassinated on the steps of the Senate. And so they considered her a bad omen. So she was whisked in the middle of the night back home to Alexandria, and Mark Antony, who came into power, basically signaled that he's not going to recognize Cleopatra as the queen of Egypt anymore. So what'd she do? She assembled an armada of about 70 ships with beautiful purple sails. She had the band, she had concubines, she had little children wearing beautiful clothing, and she on a pedestal soaked all of the sails with neroli and jasmine.
Wait a minute now. Where'd she get 70 ships?
She has an armada of 70 ships.
I thought I had a guy. She had a lot of guys.
She was the queen of Egypt.
70 ships, okay? And she soaked the sails
with neroli and jasmine.
Okay, stop there. What is neroli?
A neroli is a beautiful essential oil. It's citrus aurantium, which comes from the bitter orange tree. The bitter orange tree grows in select places of the world, mostly Mediterranean, and actually in the month of April, for actually 3 weeks only of the year, there's a beautiful flower, a white flower that buds. And we actually take those flowers and we steam distill them and we produce this beautiful oil called neroli oil.
What is the oil known for?
It is for grief. It's for shock. It's an antidepressant. It's also good for the skin. And it's, of course, a very expensive oil.
But how expensive?
You're talking about $4,000 a kilo. So that's not cheap.
No wonder I haven't had any hanging around. Nobody gave me any.
Right.
Okay, so we have this neroli. What was the other thing you said?
The other one is jasmine. Okay. Jasmine is the king of flowers.
And what does it do?
And jasmine is also an antidepressant, but it's an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah.
A very well-known aphrodisiac.
Really?
A lot of people love it. The Indians used to use it with a spear. Theoretically, the Indian god would spear his women through the heart with jasmine.
Wow.
And he captured them. Wow. So really, jasmine is a beautiful...
You didn't bring that here, did you, today?
I do.
Don't open the aphrodisiac in the middle of the show.
And both of them are right over here.
I'm scared. I like the antidepressant idea.
Yes.
Neroli.
Yes.
You know a lot about oils and healing.
Yes.
Would neroli in any way, shape, or form take the place of some of the antidepressant medications that are on the market
now? You know, this is my take-home message in the book. And that is we have forgotten, you know, what plants and what natural ingredients have been doing to make us live better. You know, I mean, we don't have to go back to our ancient civilizations, which actually did that. I mean, go to your grandparents. Maybe the grandparents will remind you that, you know, your chamomile is better in treating your stomach than maybe linzess or all of those pharmaceutical ingredients. If you just rub some menthol or peppermint on your chest, you'll relieve yourself of the colds instead of using harsh epinephrines and chemicals.
Or Vicks Vapo Rub.
Well, Vicks is actually very good.
It's got the peppermint.
It all has the menthol and the peppermint.
That's what it's for.
Absolutely.
I remember as a little girl, my mother rubbing the Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest. Did you ever have that happen, Bob?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's funny you should say that. My brother was telling me that it's got eucalyptus in it. It's got camphor and mint.
Absolutely.
And
Hank,
this is what makes it so good.
Okay.
And you've just listed several essential oils at this point.
Okay, so Cleopatra knew
and
all this.
So Cleopatra went into Tarsus. That's the port city of Rome, of the Roman Empire at the time. And who was it that appeared?
Who?
Mr. Mark Anthony. And he was smitten. He was mesmerized by the smell and the music and the regalia.
Oh, so he threw her out, but she got him back because of the smell?
She actually took him the following day on her boat and back to Alexandria, where he stayed for the rest of his life.
Man, I'll tell you, so
simple. Until he was assassinated, or some people say killed by Octavian.
You know a lot of history, too. The stories are good with how all the scents.
Yes.
So you're saying that these oils are so powerful.
Yes.
That they not only can cure illness, but they can cause people to do things that they did not want to do originally.
Okay, which is a typical story with Mark Anthony.
Should a woman who's trying to negotiate something for herself in life in a deal with another human who happens to be a man, I don't know if this works woman to woman, should a woman be armed with these essential oils and smells?
No doubt about it. And we have a resurgence right now, and we are seeing it clearly. You know, there's a 500,000 massage and aromatherapy places in the United States alone.
Absolutely.
So it's coming back. I'm very encouraged by that. And this is the reason why I wrote the book. I wrote the book so that people would know more about essential oils and nutrients. They'd know where they came from. They know what an essential oil is, what an absolute, what a hydrosol, what an extract. Well, you know, all of those terms, they should know and learn what they do to you.
Okay, stop there. I have a question. Yes. Neroli oil in jojoba oil.
Yes.
Why are you using jojoba oil?
The essential oils are very, very potent. And I personally do not like them to be administered as is. They're too strong.
What could happen?
Well,
you have
they
too
can
much
cause
oil?
An irritation if applied at 100%. Remember, let me just give you one statistic here. Jasmine, which is in your hand right now, it takes 8 million blossoms of jasmine to produce 1 kilogram of an absolute of jasmine. 8 million. That's like 50 pickers would spend 3 days to produce 1 kilogram of jasmine. So it's highly potent.
How much am I holding in my hand?
You have a 3% solution of jasmine in jojoba oil. I like jojoba because it has a lot of nutrients in it, has a lot of antioxidants in it, and it's an excellent massage oil.
Okay, so where's jojoba come from?
Jojoba comes also from the Middle East, but it also comes from California and Arizona in particular. And Argentina is very large. Israel today is also a major producer of jojoba.
Okay, so this little vial that you gave me that's going to make me just like Cleopatra.
Yes.
And not show up for work tomorrow or maybe the rest of the week because of my powers. How much does this cost?
It's a little vial in the palm of my hand.
It would
be like a $20 bottle.
It's worth every dollar.
And it's
very nice. And then the
neroli oil would be about $17.
And what does one do with these things? Yes. So say I want to, you know, I'm feeling a little depressed or whatever.
Right.
I opened up my neroli oil and I just sniff it. How much sniffing am I doing?
You're doing very little. What we do first is we actually put it on a blotter, and I'm going to demonstrate that to you.
Like the
right
thing you
now.
Find in a fragrance store when they put it when it's, you want to smell a fragrance. Okay. There's a little
and
stick,
here
a fragrance
you can
stick.
Smell
okay,
neroli
stand by for neroli.
Oil.
If you have, let's see if I sound happier after this.
Hopefully that will relax you, and hopefully that will take away any negative moods that you currently. But I don't see that you have any, by the way. So.
Oh no, I'm happy. I'm like stupid happy. What? How many sniffs am I supposed to have?
You know, about 10 sniffs. What you can do, because this is a diluted form, okay? What you can do is you can put it on your hand. You can put it on behind your ears, and you can put it on your forehead and just smell it.
It's lovely.
Of course, essential oils have many ways of dispensing essential oils. You can put them in diffusers. And they will diffuse throughout the morning and or the afternoon.
Have you tested out?
Yes.
This neroli oil on people who have suffered what besides depression? What else is it good for?
It's for anxiety, for to calm the nerves.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety people out
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it
almost
is.
Every mental illness.
I see Hank raising his hand.
Almost all mental illness and emotional problems are rooted in anxiety.
Right.
I learned that along the way.
Right.
I have anxiety too. You too, Hank? There you go, baby. Sniff that while we just sit there and calm yourself down. Quite lovely.
I'll have him smell the jasmine because that's an aphrodisiac. That's what caught
No, don't give it to Hank.
Anthony.
He already thinks he's Elvis Presley. Keep that stuff away from him. We can't afford that in the middle of the show today.
Right,
Dr. Nadim Shath, this is fascinating stuff. Okay, after Egypt.
Yes.
Then where did you go next?
I went to Jerusalem.
Okay, what's going on in Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is the cradle of civilization. It is where Judaism, Christianity, and Islam almost originated. And according to Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, the Jesus Christ was offered by the three wise men gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, both frankincense and myrrh are essential oils. Myrrh is excellent for as an antibiotic. It treats infections, and so, in fact, according to, go ahead.
Yeah, we have to take a little break.
Okay.
But I find this fascinating. Why wouldn't we spend as much time as we could with this incredible, brilliant man, Dr. Nadim Shath, who's traveled the entire world to find out what therapeutic essential oils and nutrients were used over history, over time, that we are now going to be bringing back into our lives to heal ourselves now just because we're educated better. So stay tuned. More coming up with Healing Civilizations. This just came out. Somebody's going to win one of these books today. It's a fortune of knowledge, The Search for Therapeutic Essential Oils and Nutrients. Stay tuned because some lucky listener is going to go home with this. I need to tell you something. Time spent reading this Healing Civilizations book that I'm holding in my hand. It'll be time well spent on this planet for yourself and anybody who you love. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. This is the show I call The Elite to the Street Fun Ride Through the News. Today's news is old news that needs to be new news again. The use of plants to cure diseases and soothe the body has been practiced throughout history. In the studio, Dr. Nadim Shath. He's a PhD. Pretty special background you're tuning into here. Well-versed in chemistry, owner of some major companies and research and development companies in this space. His company that is in White Plains, New York right now is currently sourcing, researching, and producing essential oils and sunscreens. He's written 4 books on sunscreens and ultraviolet filters, and writes a bi-monthly column in the industry magazine, Happy, titled The Sunscreen Filter. But he's done something that took him 7 years to complete, and I'm holding it in my hand. Somebody is going to really love my gift today. It's an amazing, gorgeous coffee table book. It's very heavy, done with extremely gorgeous photographs from all over the world where he traveled to find out what did ancient civilizations do using essential oils, and what are we doing now, and why should we bring them back? And there's a real surge right now. We talked about Cleopatra. She is all about, you know, her fragrances. She's got 70 ships. She soaked the sails in special kinds of oil. She got everybody to do what she wanted her to do. And now Dr. Nadeem Shathi is going to tell us more about where he went besides Egypt. If you're just tuning in, we're now over to where are we going next. We're in.
Well, let me just tell you that what I did was I traced the voyages of 3 travelers.
Okay.
Marco Polo, who did the Seidenstrasse, which is the Silk Road, and he went all the way from Europe through Asia to China. So we did that trip. We also did a trip with another voyager. His name is Ibn Battuta, who traveled from Morocco right through Egypt, through Palestine, through Constantinople, Rome, and went all the way to Spain. And then finally, a trip with Christopher Columbus, who traveled from Spain all the way to Central America, and from there to the North and
the
South
America. So you retraced the steps, basically?
Yeah, well, of course, I didn't do it riding camels, but I did it with jets and with luxury.
Wow.
So we would like hop to India, into Delhi, then we go to Shanghai, then we go to Beijing or Uzbekistan. And
who was traveling with you? You're a photographer, an award-winning photographer.
Yes, Thomas Hartwell is a photojournalist from the Associated Press, and he has taken some beautiful, beautiful pictures. So when I showed that to my publisher, and it's Cameron Books, and I said, here's my manuscript and here are some of the pictures, immediately they said, that is a coffee table
that's
book.
Major. Now, for those of you who are, you know, theater of the mind, just tuning in,
yes,
in the contents, what Dr. Shath has done is go through a lot of oils, things that you've heard of, and what they do. Can I ask you about a couple? We've already covered 2 if you just missed the beginning of the show. One is jasmine. That's the one that's going to get you.
That's the aphrodisiac.
I've got to be careful with that one. Put that over there. Don't touch it. And this neroli oil, which is for calming you down, depression, anxiety. Fascinating. What does... for example, let's do nutmeg oil. What does nutmeg oil do?
Well, first of all, nutmeg comes from China and from the Far East. And nutmeg is used in a lot of our drinks. The Christmas eggnog uses nutmeg. It's excellent for the stomach. It also has antimicrobial properties. And so it's good for antiseptic treatments.
How does nutmeg oil differ from nutmeg in a powder?
Oh, well, you know, an oil is actually, you have to take the herb, or the seed, or the flower, depending on what it is that you're after, and you extract that by steam distillation, and you produce the oil, which is the essence of the oil.
So you do that in your business?
That's right.
Extracting all these things from the natural sources.
Absolutely.
And making them into oils?
Absolutely.
From all over the world?
From all over the world. Of course, I don't have facilities all over the world.
Right. I
import some of the items from every place other than mostly Egypt and India, which is where I do some of my extractions at this point.
Turmeric goes into an oil?
Turmeric is a fixed oil. Now, let me define essential oil and fixed oil.
Okay, I didn't know there was a difference.
A fixed oil is like olive oil that you use in cooking, or tamanu, or moringa, or argan, sunflower, coconut. All of those are fixed oils, and they basically are produced by cold pressing the fruit or the pit or whatever it is, like an olive. Okay, you produce a fixed oil. It usually has a lot of the biological properties in it. On the other hand, essential oils is basically you're taking the essence of the flower, essence of the seed or the herb or the wood, if you're talking about cedar wood or sandalwood. The essence is, as the Chinese Taoists used to say, you're liberating its soul. The soul of the flower is the essential oil. And we found out that it has fantastic therapeutic properties as well. So that's the difference between them. Now, an absolute is done usually on flowers, and the flowers that you cannot steam distill them because they wilt, they break down, and you cannot produce any oil from a flower that's very sensitive, such as jasmine and carnation, and even some of neroli and rose. And those are done by solvent extracting it. Now, the ancient Egyptians used a technique called enfleurage. Enfleurage is a way in which you isolate the essence of a flower, not by steam distillation, not by solvent extraction, but by basically putting them onto fat. And basically the process of enfleurage is putting the flowers on fat vats. And then
you're saying fat, like fat?
Fat, as in fat. As in,
like,
as
human fat?
Like, well, it's, it, you
well,
know.
Who's fat?
I mean, a jojoba is considered a fat. It's a waxy material.
Okay.
There's of course animal fat and there's plant fat. And, in France, they use, a pork fat. In Egypt, they did not. They used actually plant fats.
Dumb question, because I'm thinking about my hips as you're talking about this. If you a woman applies essential oil to the fatty part of her body, does it matter? Does it have a better experience?
What, the fat or the body?
No, you're just saying that some fat is sort of the basis for it. So where you apply an essential oil, does it matter on a human being?
Of course, of course.
So I'm asking you, if you apply it to a more fatty area, will you have a better, will have more potency?
Yeah, well, you know, grapefruit and citrus products are known to reduce cellulites. And so
got any of that in your pocket?
I can send you some. So, but basically, essential oils are for mood altering.
Okay, so what we're getting at here is that, you know, there's a lot of anxiety in the world right now, would you say? At the highest level of anxiety. And people need ways to soothe themselves, to calm themselves down. We've also known that, this bombardment of information, just the fact that there's so much stimulation every day that we didn't have in centuries before.
Right.
All the more reason we have to go back in time and say, how did these people calm themselves down? And this is the stuff that really works. After traveling the globe, what was your most startling discovery as a guy who knows this industry cold, essential oils and everything you do? Mm-hmm. What was startling to you in your travels?
Well, let me tell you what what we call the father of modern aromatherapy discovered. His name is Maurice René Gattefossé. Gattefossé is a French scientist who is a chemist, a wild chemist. And he was working with...
Like a mad scientist? An
absolute mad scientist.
Okay, love him.
And he burned himself.
Oh, that's not good.
And he immediately immersed his hand into a vat of lavender. And that immediately soothed his burn. It left no scabs. It left no wound. It was absolutely amazing. And really, the aromatherapy has been ignited since that day.
So you suggest that lavender oil in its pure form, if someone gets burned or cuts themselves, they should put lavender oil?
Absolutely.
Really?
And another one that you could use, of course, is aloe. And I know a lot of people who, you know, will immediately go to an aloe plant and get the juice from it and put it on their hands when they're burned. Aloe is in all products that are for after sun burns and for treatment of wounds.
Well, you're reminding me, in college, a bunch of girls, we went over, did it at the beach in Florida, and there used to be a giant, I mean giant, aloe plant in front of a major hotel, but not after we got done with it, because we heard the story, and we would come back after the beach, and we'd cut off like giant hunks of the aloe leaves, slice the center, and rub it on our bodies, and the aloe, used to be a nice plant there, too.
Fantastic, fantastic.
So true. Yes. Okay, so that's pretty startling.
Yes, it is. It is. And so, in other words, it's not just a mood stabilizer. It is really in some sense, a medical ingredient.
What else has medical grade curative properties that people don't realize that's a natural oil.
Right. I mean, take a look at chamomile.
Yes.
Immediately soothes your stomach and upsetness and flatulence and all that stuff. Take a look at cloves. If you put it on your teeth or if you have an ache of some sort in your mouth, it will immediately heal it.
What, a toothache?
A toothache.
Clove?
Clove.
Where do you put the clove?
You put it on the tooth itself.
No.
And honest to God. And, you know, and that will heal you and will
What do you mean? Just hold it against the tooth or you stick it in there like you have something stuck in your teeth?
Right now we have, I don't want to get dentists out of business here.
They're not listening. Keep going with the clove. If you take a clove.
Yes.
You see how you have the space in between your teeth?
Okay.
You stick it in there?
I would, or on top of it, depending where it hurts. And you can also use clove oil, which, by the way, the dentist discovered that. It numbs the area, and it also relieves you from the pain. So there are natural ingredients everywhere we go, okay?
Ginger, this is really ginger.
Ginger,
right.
for cramps, and for stomach aches, okay? I mean, you take them, and you immediately feel much, much better.
Well, years ago, you know, ginger ale, Grandma would give you a little ginger ale if you didn't feel
so
good, right? What do you use?
Yes.
You, the master, who knows all about essential oils, who's traveled the globe to every country. How many countries have you gone to, by the way? I can't even believe how many countries.
In terms of countries, you can say maybe 80, 90.
Wow.
100.
Across the globe.
Across the globe.
You talk to scientists and farmers, industrialists and healers and historians.
Yes.
Now that you're the genius, it took you 7 years to write this book. How do you start your day? What's your day like?
Oh, my day, actually, I'll tell you exactly what my day starts. It starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. It ends at 8 p.m., though. I mean, my friends know that after 8 p.m., you don't call me.
I'm never calling you after 8. What essential oils you use when we come back? Hold the thought. I would like to know, after all you've learned, what you use every single day or have handy that you know works that we should all maybe have in our own homes. Okay, we're just wrapping up a terrific hour, fascinating, with my guest here at the Debbie Nigro Show. You know, I always bring you the elite to the street. This is the elite day. You're meeting and getting information that you probably can't get too many other places from Dr. Nadeem Shah, PhD, except unless you buy his book, which is a gorgeous book, Healing Civilizations, basically the culmination of his journey around the world over the past 25 years, looking for and rediscovering essential oils and therapeutic ingredients used since antiquity, and his travels with a very amazing award-winning photojournalist by the name of Thomas Hartwell. He talked with, I don't know, farmers and scientists and healers, and basically recorded things etched on temple walls or handed down orally, all the early pharmacopoeias, to find out for you what you should be using right now that people have been using all around the world forever. I asked him to come back in this segment and tell us, Dr. Shah, what do you, now that you know all this stuff and you're the world's expert on essential oils, how many do you use in your day every day? What's your life like now that you know all this?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, Hippocrates, an ancient Greek philosopher, said that if you want to treat the person, you have to treat the mind, the body, and the soul. That's the holistic approach of medicine. And so you really, you can't just go and treat the disease only and ignoring the rest of your body. So for me, I'm an athlete. I used to be a professional squash player.
Really?
Until my knee gave away.
I hate that knee giving way thing.
I know. So sports for me, now I swim daily. So that is a very, very important part of my life. The other thing is obviously eating properly, and my wife keeps me in check.
Yeah, she's doing good, tell her.
And I will tell her that. And then finally is you need to be using oils and therapeutic ingredients for things. You know, to me, I love jasmine. Jasmine is the one that just refreshes me, that makes me just ready to face the
Isn't
day.
That the aphrodisiac?
That is the aphrodisiac.
You start your day with an aphrodisiac?
I certainly do, and I don't know what's the effect on other people, but I know what it affects
me. If we learn nothing else today,
yes.
We should probably all start our day with an aphrodisiac. Is that how it's going, Jasmine? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it was a true joy having you with us today.
Me too. Thank
Attention,
you so much.
I'm going to let you do the Daily Toast.
It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
Every day I send you off here on the show with a little inspiration called the Daily Toast. It's some words to live by and think about for the rest of the day. What would you say to my audience in closing today? Some beautiful send-off, maybe how you toast your friends.
I just want them to go back to nature and to avoid a lot of the
unnecessary drugs that are available. And that's what I want to do.
I loved having you in the studio today. Dr. Nadeem Chatham, you'll be seeing everything up on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page. Pass it on. Always important to pass on information from those who've dug deep.